The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host once again, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
I'm in mourning from my boys, Breezango.
Oh, no. Yes. We'll have to get to that a little bit later here in the review. First and foremost, though, this is the NXT cast. We are part of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us through your podcast searching apps. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Subscribe to the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign. And NXT cast and all of our other wrestling podcasts will show up in your feed each and every week. So without further ado, Miss Simi, we're going to get into NXT because they started hot. We have Kushida versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Velveteen Dream. Kushida is in the ring to start the show. Tommaso Ciampa attacks Velveteen Dream during his entrance. That triggers a brawl to start the match. Let it be noted that Velveteen Dream is wearing a cast after having his arm yanked off by Kushida. Kushida counters a Death Valley driver into a crucifix for a two count. Ciampa is also rolled up for a two count. Ciampa then gets hit with Velveteen Dream's cast, and Kushida delivers a German suplex, and he pins Tommaso Ciampa, and Kushida is the winner of the triple threat.
Oh, yeah,
this was good.
It was a real good match. And, like, additional note, my mom was doing my hair while I was catching up on the next day. So she just kept looking up. She was just like, So, imagine an African lady just, like, watching wrestling. Great time. I mean, she said she used to watch it when she was, like, really, really little in, like, Ivory Coast in Africa. So she was just like, that's what we watched. We watch every Saturday. We watch the wrestling. I was just like, oh, cool. So she would, like, look up every time and, like, I'll get to a point, but to the Austin Theory match, okay. Like her commentary, but she would look up every so often and be like, oh, so that was fun. This was a great match. Every time they beat up Velveteen Dream, I was very happy. Yo, I love Kushida. I really love this new aggressive Kushida. He can beat ass in some acid wash jeans. I was like, yes, do it. Really, really enjoyed this match.
The Undisputed Era with Adam Cole via tablet discussed how things haven't been great for them lately. But that changes tonight as the Rod and Bob Express are going to win the NXT Tag Team titles again.
That's cute.
Kyle O'Reilly was like, I really had to show up for this segment? Really?
Right? Yes, babe, get paid, and I need to see you because you're my favorite. So, yes, you have to show up.
Thanks. He was just standing over there to decide, like, what do I do with my hands?
I know. He, like, looked at Adam, looked at Bob, looked at the camera, like, hey.
They hype next week's Halloween Havoc with a Rhea Ripley vignette.
Yeah. That looks so fun.
Next week, we've been asked to have a guest.
Ooh.
So Mr. Samuel Kalunga wants to join us to review.
Yeah.
Havoc. So
come on over.
get his commentary with color next week. Ember Moon versus Jessica Maya. Ember Moon applies a crossface, which then gets turned into a modified half crab, and Ember Moon gets the win. Ember Moon then has her celebration cut short when Dakota Kai shows up, trips her up. Then she adds the big boot to the face and tells Ember that she can't use her and come out of the blue and just be relevant again and get title shots.
Yeah. Yo, can we talk about how great Dakota looks?
Dakota Kai looks great.
I mean, I'm going to highlight it every time because it deserves it. This hair, this dark lipstick, this little gold top. I was just like, yes.
Can we talk about Jessie Kamea and how good she looked, even though she's currently a jobber for the Stars? But, you know, that's
okay. Yeah. She looked great. I really love her gear. The little, like, flower, like, I was just like, yes, Jessie. But it wasn't a complete squash because she got a lot of good offense in. And I was like, ooh, it made me, like, remember, like, oh, she's really good. Give her more to do. Put her against, like, Indy Hartwell. That'd be fun.
Right. Right. How do you feel about this new gimmick that Ember Moon is trying to get over? This Mad Max type deal?
See, I don't mind it until she like slips into her like corny thing. They're like, I told you. I'm like, why did you do that? Like, if she had just like kicked ass and been like, I got it, I'm done. Just celebrate. But then she puts in like that little unnecessary little section that kind of takes me out of it. But she's working on it. And I'm like, okay, we're working on it. I'm going to give you this chance. We're working on it. But she looked really good in this match. I like that she has another finisher because the Eclipse is real cool. But I like, you know, that I like when wrestlers have like variety in their finishers and how they can like win matches. So I really like that new finisher.
Right.
I really, really enjoyed this match. It was really good. And of course, the ending with Dakota coming down and kicking the shit out of her head. That was funny. That was great. I was like, yes, Dakota, you tell her. Be like, you ain't going to use me to try to get on. Bitch, I'll kick you. And I did. Loved it.
Backstage, Bobby Fish, he's been attacked. He can barely walk. The other members of the Undisputed Era are carrying him to somewhere to get some medical attention. So we've got a mystery on our hands, folks.
I don't like it. Stop taking down my boys.
Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed.
And Reed climbing again.
It's bad news for anyone that's beneath Reed, but
study on Beth.
Well, there's Theory, who obviously has Reed very well scouted from their matchups in the past, and again, it's Theory staying right on top of Reed.
Guys, I need both of you down. Come on.
330-pound behemoth.
Yeah, that's a 30-pound behemoth that might fly, courtesy of Austin Theory. Theory trying everything to muscle up Reed. But Bronson Reed with one arm, shoving Theory down. The tenacious Theory answering right back and then gets planted.
Forearm to the jaw of Austin Theory. Austin Theory in a wall of trouble. And there it is, the submarine.
Bronson Reed
just tested for great things here in NXT. Every time I see him, I just get more and more impressed.
Stop right there. No. I am the future of NXT. I am the future of WWE. Is that right? I'm 23, damn it. And I've done more in this business than you've done in your entire stupid 15-year career, Bronson Reed. So get back in this ring right now, because I'm not going anywhere until I beat you.
Again? All this again?
This is just not smart.
Well, Reed has accepted the challenge. There is the bell. And, Beth, do you have any motherly advice for Austin Theory at this point?
I mean, I gotta admire his heart and his motivation, but not sure how smart this is.
Oh! What a Samoan drop! Cover! And Reed makes short work again!
Here's your winner, Bronson Reed!
And the losing streak just gets extended, big. Let's face it, you are injured. You're clearly beat up. You're emotional. The last thing you want to do in that scenario is challenge someone like Bronson Reed to another fight.
Listen, he's going to be my thickums every time. I'm not doing this colossal thing. See, this is where my mom made the commentary. She was just like, why are you still talking? If you want to fight, just fight. She was just like, why are you talking? Just fight. I was like, you know what? You're right.
First verse, same as the last.
Exactly. Ultimate talk shit, get hit. You asked for this ass whooping. I'm going to give it to you. Here you go. Happy birthday.
Backstage, Xia Li thanks Casey Catanzaro for agreeing to face her tonight. She reiterates that this is a very important match to her. That's all she says. She has to win. Casey knows that they've had issues, but she was glad to accept this challenge. Xia calls it the biggest match of her career.
Yeah, she kept saying, I have to win, and they kept talking about it. I was like, what was in that letter? Was it like, if you don't start winning matches, you're going back to China? Like, why are you so adamant? I was wondering. I was like, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe she has, like, a really rich dad who was just like, I will only let you wrestle if you win. You've dishonored me. You don't win, you're coming back to China.
Right.
Maybe that's it. That's because I watch soap operas, and those are the kind of stories that they tell. Maybe that's it. Because I was like, why are you so adamant, babe? What's going on? Like, it's more than just, like, I want to be here, I want to win. It's like, this is life or death.
Definitely a sense of urgency was Lee in the past couple of weeks. During the break, Austin Theory leaves the arena. He says, that's it. I'm done. I quit.
Oh, you're quitting because you lost your time. You asked for it all. Get over it. Fight better.
Very millennial of him.
Hey. I'm a millennial.
Ashanti.
Very white boy.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Ashanti the Adonis. I don't know how I feel about that name, but okay.
I don't know.
Isaiah Swerve Scott. And Jake, I don't have a cool nickname, Atlas. Versus Legado del Fantasma, Santos
Escobar. Jake, King of the Rope, Atlas, because he does like to go the top rope a lot.
Yeah, that'll work. Santos Escobar, Joaquin Wilde, and I can never remember the third dude's name, Real Mendoza.
Yeah,
Raul. Raul Mendoza, there we go. Santos Escobar hits a top rope suicida that takes out Isaiah Swerve Scott. Atlas then hits his sick cartwheel DDT off of the announce table. Inside, Adonis falls victim to the Russian leg sweep, leg lariat from Wild and Mendoza, and El Legado del Fantasma are victorious.
This was such a good match. If not for like the tag team match, for like the main event, this would have been my favorite. Because it was so good. Like, you know how we were talking about, like, how Swerve Scott, like, we don't know what's missing?
Right.
This is what was missing. He needed, like, a storyline, like, a good, like, feud. Like, something to really go after that can, like, right. Because I want him to take that goddamn championship because I was just like, go for it.
You heard Jake Atlas out there after he hit that cartwheel DDT on Escobar.
Yeah.
Talking trash to him, telling him he was going to be the champ in Spanish.
Google. I was just like, ooh, Discord. So that's going to be fun. Like, I really, really love this match. El Legado del Fantasma. So they're so good.
Yeah,
their tag team, like, maneuvers and, like, their chemistry and the way they work together. I was just like, this is why I love tag team and, like, stables. This is so good. I want Swerve and Jake and Adonis to actually be a stable. I'm like, yes, Ethnix. I was like, look at all this color in this ring right now. Look at all this brown. I was very excited. I love this match. That Spanish fly spot scared me. Ooh, heart attack.
Yeah, we almost,
but great match.
We almost poured out a 40 to the memory of Jake Atlas.
My God.
If you saw the match, you know the spot we're talking about. Where the dive spot is set up on the outside. But Jake Atlas catches the dive and tries to turn it in midair into the Spanish fly. And at one point there, he was headed straight down on his head. And he eventually got it to turn over at the very last second. But he brushed the ring skirt, So yeah, it was very, very close to going very, very bad.
Right. I was just like, ooh. Like, if he had completely pulled it off, I was just like, yes, but goddamn, it scared me.
Yeah, if he would have pulled that thing off clean, that would have been the biggest wrestling gift of the year.
Right. It was still really cool, but very, very scary.
Yeah, very dangerous. Yeah, we don't like wrestlers landing near their heads and on top of their heads or necks. Phoenix in this past week's Dynamite. Yeah, we don't like to see things like that.
Or, he's Sasha Banks every time she collapses.
Or Shotzi Blackheart from 2 weeks
ago. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That's still, like, ugh, scares me.
We're at the Gargano home. They have a training wheel to practice for next week. Basically, they have a mini version of the spin the wheel, make the deal. They have all the typical matches. They even have Sam's favorite, the coal miner's glove on a pole match.
What? What is that?
It's an old school match from back in the 80s. And a coal, so a coal miner's glove, right? So it's like lead. And so, you know, people are picking up coal with it. So, you know,
yeah.
could be potentially hot or whatever. Right? So it's like this glove that's like basically made out of like chain mail, right? And it's on a pole. And what you try to do is you try to, you know, beat your opponent down to the point where you can get up on the pole and get the coal miner's glove. And then you can use it on your opponent.
Oh, well, fun.
So Johnny spins and he gets the Buried Alive match. He's totally stressed. Candace spins and she gets the Trick or Street fight. She's like, I'm undefeated in street fights. That's awesome. Johnny's like, nah, man, Buried Alive match. She's like, you're going to be women's champion? I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be 6 feet under. No. So when he spins it again, he's like, oh, please let me get the coal miner's glove match. But it lands on a casket match. Johnny's like, the wheel wants him to die, so he hates the wheel. He's like, I'm off to bed. I'm going to sleep. Get rid of it. And Candace spins it one last time. This was like a continuation of...
It was so funny.
This was a continuation of last week where they had the promo. I don't know if you watch YouTube, but they have the exclusive kind of like non-scripted promos in the back. And he kind of laid the groundwork for this vignette with, everybody knows Johnny Gargano hates wheels.
So funny. The best part is when he tried to kick it and he missed. And he just went, ah! He These are just, they're hilarious. These vignettes do more for like Johnny and also like Candace than like the actual booking, because when she spun it at the end and she like actually was just like, oh, like I like the wheel. I love this whole vignette. He was just like, 6 feet, I'm gonna be 6 feet under the ground. What the hell? I'm gonna be alive under there. I was just like, oh my god, so funny. Like, these are hilarious. Like, if they could like just translate these like character moments to like their actual matches, like Johnny's a little bit better at doing that, but like if like Candace can kind of like insert some of these things also in like her actual matches, I think it'll do like a whole lot more to like get her character over better. But I love these like little vignettes. They're like hilarious. They're so funny together. I laughed throughout this whole thing.
Drake Maverick and Killian Dane versus Everrise, aka what, Miss Simi?
Dollar General Young Bucks. Okay. DGYB for short. That's who they are.
Everrise, they hit Killian Dane with a chop block. They bring him down to size. They talk trash to Drake Maverick, saying Killian Dane is his only friend. Drake gets pissed and he uses a steel chair on both members of Everrise, sending them packing and also getting disqualified for saving Killian Dane.
Well, at least you went for your friend. Your kind of friend. So, your maybe friend.
Of course, Drake is like, okay. He's sticking his chin out there like, go ahead. I know you're pissed. Come on, knock me out like you've done the past like 6 weeks. But Killian
Dane,
not great. Killian Dane is shocked. He says,
Where was that guy?
Yeah, he's like, Dane, he's like, yo, you finally did it. That was awesome. They have some new theme music, but yeah, Killian Dane, he's happy about Drake showing the Mean Street, but he's not feeling that music. Yeah. So yeah, he
no. Like Drake, I don't want you to be okay with like every time you mess up, you're gonna get hit. That's called an abusive relationship. I don't like that. Even if you are just way too comfortable right now, but I don't appreciate that. That's not great. But at least you wrote for your friend.
One of my favorite movies, and it's a very obscure movie.
Uh-huh.
It's called Quick Change. It's got Gina Davis, Bill Murray, mm-hmm. and Randy Quaid.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like all those people.
before Randy Quaid went crazy. And there's this one part where Randy Quaid messes up, and he's talking to Bill Murray. He has Bill Murray's character. He's mm-hmm. like, "Are you gonna hit me?" And he was like, "What? What are you talking about? I haven't hit anybody since I was in the second grade." And then and Randy Quaid was like, "Yeah, but it was me you hit."
Oh no. Oh.
That's what that reminded me of when he was sticking his chin out. We cut backstage, and all of a sudden Roderick Strong has been attacked. He's laying face down in the doorway. He's out cold. It's Kyle O'Reilly and the medics. They come to check on him. William Regal is in the backstage area. He's talking to the tag teams. Kyle says that he won't compete tonight and that they should just give the title shot to Burch and Oney Lorcan. Of course, they object, saying that they lost last week and Kyle should just team with one of them. Kyle's like, "Nah, I decline. My peoples are getting laid out. I got to go, you know, be with my peoples." So yeah, Regal
because
agrees.
That's a good friend.
So William Regal asks Breezango if they have a problem with it. Breezango says no. So William Regal makes the match. Breezango versus Burch and Lorcan for the NXT titles as our main event.
Oh, stop taking out my boys. I was just like, there's an attack on the UE. No. Kyle, run. You're next. Get a security detail.
Where's Adam Pearce when you need him?
Exactly. Protect my boys.
Casey Catanzaro versus Xia Li. Casey rolls Xia into a pinning combination to get the win. We get more of the sore loser Xia Li as she attacks Casey and then boots Caden Carter down for no reason. She puts the boots to Casey until Raquel Gonzalez shows up and just flattens her. She then launches Casey Catanzaro into poor little Caden. All she was out there doing was just trying to support her friend. She wasn't even
exactly
dressed.
Like she wasn't even in it. Right. Exactly. She was just out there looking cute, being supportive. Why she got to get hurt?
Raquel powerbombs Caden. Then she cuts a short promo about being bigger and badder than Rhea Ripley.
Again, the 2000s pop star fashion. Why you had to do my Caden like that, Raquel?
Yeah, that's the whole thing that came out of this for me. It was like, well, dang, why Caden Carter had to get so beat up? It's like
right.
She got kicked in the gut by Xia Li. She got sent back in. Raquel Gonzalez shows up, starts beating on her friend. She comes back in to see what that's about. Casey gets thrown poof, right into her. Then Raquel's like, "Oh, I'm not finished with you yet." Picks her up and power bombs her. Like, dang, she took more beating than anybody.
Honestly, this was unnecessary. She was just out here being supportive with her cute little headband and a nice little top. Leave her alone. Let her be pretty.
I think she had WWE socks on.
Woo! I didn't notice those.
I know everything about it. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese.
Yeah.
Cameron Grimes is being interviewed backstage about having to face Dexter Lumis at Halloween Havoc. No sweat.
Lumis.
He's talking about, "I beat up Dexter Lumis here. I beat him up over there. I put boots to him right there." So he's happy about it until he realizes that there's a stipulation, and that stipulation is the Haunted House of Terror match. Mm-mm. As he talks, Dexter Lumis appears in the doorway, kind of behind him, but Cameron Grimes sees him. Cameron Grimes starts to stutter through his promo, trying to say he's not scared. He says after he beats Lumis, he's promised that he's going to go to the moon.
But he was, yeah, I was like, oh.
He was very, he was very shaky after the Haunted House of Terror stipulation was.
Right. He was like, I'm gonna take him to the moon. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. He's just like, do 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 do. I was like, oh, Cameron, and then freaking Luminous just in the window. I'm like, how do you not see somebody staring a hole into your side of your neck? Like, I would notice that. It's creepy. I don't like it.
Can we talk about how good Mackenzie Mitchell was looking on this week's edition of NXT? I never really thought she was a standout like that until this week. Then I was like, oh my.
Talk about it. Tell me everything.
Yeah, she just looked fantastic. I was like, wow, Mackenzie Mitchell. Okay, gonna have to add you to the list.
You're like, hello.
Yeah, exactly. It's time for in-ring version of Thatch's Thatch Can. He has a student named Anthony, but Timmy calls him Andrew.
Poor Ant.
He takes the student down with ease and starts showing off his various holes. Andrew gets mad as Timothy holds the moves for longer than he should. And, you know, of course, Timothy Thatcher showing you, hey, he's already tapping, but look how far more I could take this. And, of course, he takes it to that extreme. So, with Timothy Thatcher taking it to the extreme, the student is like, okay.
Yeah.
Tim's like, hey, he can't get my leg, so try to take my wrist. Well, the student goes for the leg instead, puts Timothy Thatcher in a guillotine-style choke, and Timothy Thatcher is annoyed, and he's like, hey, Mr. Referee, get in here. We're going to have a match. So we have the student, Anthony, versus Timothy Thatcher. Thatcher levels him to start and keeps up the pressure with various strikes. Then he puts him in a half Boston Crab to get the win.
I knew. I was like, oh. As soon as I saw that live, I'm like, Anthony, this was a bad idea for you to do. Even before he defied instruction, I was like, oh, baby, you're going to get something broken. And what happened?
We get a Damian Priest vignette ahead of his title defense next week against Johnny Gargano. And now it's time for the main event. The NXT Tag Team Champions, Breezango, against Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. Things break down and the champs hit stereo super kicks on both men. Fandango goes up top, but then someone shows up and shoves him off the top rope. They have on a strange silver mask. Danny then hits a low blow behind the referee's back. Tyler Breeze then gets hit with the elevated DDT. And we have new NXT Tag Team Champions. We got new Tag Team Champions in the form of Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. What do you think about the match?
Boo. I wonder if my boys win. Boo. I was just like, why did you do this? But it wasn't a clean win. So at least that, I was like, okay, I need this to either end in a DQ or I need Breezango to retain. But I guess it's alternate option of it not being a clean fight. So now they have like, and in to be like, no. You won with a low blow. There was interference. We need a rematch. And then for them to take them titles back is what I want. But this was a damn good match. Yo, listen, I say it every time, but Tyler freaking Breeze. I love him so much. Like, he's just so, so good. And I liked like his like more aggressive side and how he was like focusing on like one body part, because he was just like, oh no, we got to win this. Like how serious they were. I love that. Like they're like, oh, we're going to play around outside the ring, but once we get in here, I'm going to knock your ass out. I love that. Love this match. So good.
Tyler Breeze had what I call a boo-boo face. I could tell by when he was walking to the ring that they were going to lose.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just by the way that he was at, like, even when they got down to the end of the, right before they walked in the ring, like, Fandango looked at him and, like, tapped him on the chest. It's like, you okay? You good? And Tyler Breeze was just kind of like, yeah. It's like, oh, they're about to lose. they're about to lose.
I'd be mad, too. But hopefully this leads into a storyline where they can get their titles back.
Right. So the masked gentleman enters the ring and he hugs the new champions before raising their hands. He removes the mask and it's Pat McAfee. He shouts that these are the new NXT Tag Team Champions, and that is Undisputed.
Boo. As soon as I saw that chin, I was like, McAfee, that's you. I know that chin.
Maybe he was the one who was giving the money to Ridge Holland.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going with. That's what I assumed.
Right, right.
Yeah, I assumed that he did that with Ridge Holland in order to take out Adam Cole and then maybe Oney and Birch Lurkin.
Yeah, only
the Ball Brothers.
The Ball Brothers.
Listen, what? Usually, one has hair, one doesn't have hair. That's how I tell them apart.
Oh,
both don't have hair.
You also, another tale about how I knew what was gonna happen in this match.
Uh huh.
Oney Lurkin and Danny Burch had on matching gear, from the tights to the boots, and they never like. They may both wear black tights, but Oney Lurkin mm-hmm. may wear like white boots. But this time they were like in uniform. I was like, something's weird.
Yeah. Like at first I thought it was maybe Walter because I was like, I forgot this was an Imperium. So I don't know. I was like, Walter? That can't be Walter. I didn't hear that music in the beginning. So you're not Imperium. But I really enjoyed this match. And you better give my boys their titles back. God damn it.
Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch have put in a lot of work in NXT.
But I don't know them.
A lot of work. They have, they did the classic WWE thing where they first started out wrestling against each other and then figured after they beat the hell out of each other, hey, you know what? Let's, get together and then we won't have to beat each other up. We can beat up other people and that'll be more fun. They've had 5-star matches with Undisputed Era, FTR. They've had really just, good singles matches as well. So for whatever length of time that they are the tag team champions, it's definitely been well deserved for all the work that they've put in down at NXT for the last 4 to 5 years.
Fine, but I'm Team Breezango in this house. Fine. I mean, they're good. I get it. I recognize that, but I'm biased.
Yeah, Breezango has really stepped it up.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe this will be a good, feud for them to get the things back. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Fandango especially. Fandango's been off the charts since they came back.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. Let's see what's going to happen with the storyline.
All right, so next week we have the Halloween Havoc hosted by Shotzi Blackheart. We're going to have Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae. Oh, yeah. Io Shirai did get a little bit of a vignette here. They're spinning the wheel, and the matches are landing. And she's like, Street Fight. I beat Candice. She's like, this match, I beat Candice.
I beat Candice.
Next match, I beat Candice.
I love it. I'm like, yes, Io. You better bring that confidence. I'm here for it.
So we're going to have Johnny Gargano versus Damian Priest for the North American title. Spin the wheel, make the deal match. Io versus Candice LeRae for the women's title. Spin the wheel, make the deal match. Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Gonzalez. We're going to have Cameron Grimes versus Dexter Lumis. And I think there's one more match, but I'm forgetting it. Let's see what the internet tells me. I think there was...
Kushida?
No, I don't think it was. I'm going to hold on. Power of the internets. We're about to bring it up here. Let's see. We've got Damian Priest, Cameron Grimes. Oh, no, that's it. So, Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano, North American title match. Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae. Rhea Ripley versus Rachel Gonzalez. And Cameron Grimes versus Dexter Lumis.
Woo.
So if there's only going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 matches, that's going to be a long show. I'm pretty sure they're going to have something else in between there, in between time.
They have to.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have a last minute match or there'll be something. Somebody got to fight. Right. Raw, something.
Right. So looking forward to the return of Halloween Havoc. Should be a lot of fun. Shotzi Blackheart is going to be our host. So I know that you are looking for the Halloween motif as far as the set goes. Hopefully they deliver on that. And I know they're going to have some type of street fight or something where somebody gets hit in the head with a pumpkin.
That's what I need.
That's what you're here for.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for bitches getting hit with pumpkins. Do it. All right. Make somebody a jack-o'-lantern.
So your overall assessment of this week's NXT?
This was a great show. I really, really liked this show. It was solid. I liked all the segments. I liked all the matches, even if the tag team one made me sad because my boys lost. But it was really good. I liked the surprise that it was Pat McAfee that was like out here taking out Undisputed Era. So that was fun. I really liked the Kushida, Velveteen Dream, and Ciampa match. That was fun. Love seeing Kushida win. The Austin Theory and Bronson rematch was really good. Haha, Austin Theory, now you got to leave. And my favorite matches were definitely the six-man tag match and the tag team match. And it was really good to see Ember Moon like pull out some new like submission moves. I want to see her versus Dakota because that'll be, that's going to be fun. So this is really, really, really great. Great show. Enjoyed it a lot.
I concur exactly. Really enjoyed everything on this show this week. It moved fast. Didn't really have too many lulls in it. Everything was moving forward to next week. Everything had good cohesion. Good, you know, show long mystery whodunit with the Undisputed Era getting taken out before the tag team matches. The Golden Prophecy will not be fulfilled again. Just a lot of intrigue on now what's going to happen with Adam Cole coming back, him and Kyle O'Reilly being the last two standing members of Undisputed Era at the moment. So I guess maybe they're going to get ready to form a tag team and go after the titles. And so we'll see how that works out. Very interesting what they're going to do with Undisputed Era for the rest of the year. Since it doesn't look like they're going to get moved up at any point. Which is not a bad thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, you know, like we've been kind of talking about the last couple of weeks, it's like half of them are heel, half of them are babyface.
So, exactly. That was going to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, wonder how they're going to work that out. Was really impressed with Jake Atlas and the six-man tag. He really got a chance to highlight himself. And, like I said, he made a verbal challenge basically to Escobar during the match, which was a fantastic match. Please go back and watch that if you have not watched it and have access to NXT. That was a very, very good match. The opening match was very good as well. Good three-way match. Wasn't one of those three-ways where one person lays outside the ring for 10 minutes and then comes to the end and like gets the win. Nah, they were all kind of in there together, you know, interacting with each other. So that was a fun three-way match. The tag team main event was hard-hitting, as you know, always when it comes to Burch and Lorcan. So other than I was hoping that Breezango would at least get a title defense as well. But, you know, they added a little mystery and intrigue. And, you know, we got something to look forward to in probably 2 weeks. I doubt they'll use Halloween Havoc to kind of further this story. Maybe we'll get a promo or something from Pat McAfee. But I think 2 weeks, Adam Cole should be, quote unquote, cleared to be back in the arena. And then it's on from there.
Don't like Donkey Kong.
All right, Miss Simi, at this point, I'll turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the listeners and all the CSPN family. Always fun to listen to you guys on the way to work. It's great talking to you guys on in the hashtags and seeing all your commentary. Shout-out to you. Shout-out to the patrons for paying a little extra for the extra content. And shout out to Jesse Kamea, just because I like you. You look very cute.
Give a shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again. Also, like she mentioned, go check us out over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. You can hear Miss Simi's thoughts on SmackDown as well as AEW Dynamite. She shares her commentary with color over there on the Patreon page on those two episodes with me. Also, this Sunday, Hell in a Cell. Use the hashtag #CastInACell to share your commentary with color this Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. So we're definitely looking forward to this year's version of Hell in a Cell. Please join us at 7 p.m. And the hashtag will be there. Give a big shout out to Samuel Kalunga, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese. They joined me on this week's edition of the Rawcast as we broke down, the end of Retribution, I guess.
Hi.
Well, I'll fill you in because you don't watch Raw.
Nope.
Okay, so Alexa Bliss and The Fiend, they start Monday Night Raw. They come out. They have like some type of weird thing going on in the middle of the ring, right? So once they get in the middle of the ring, as soon as they get there, you know, Bray does that long entrance or whatever. Gets in the ring, the lights go out. Retribution comes out, they surround the ring. Alexa and Bray Wyatt are like not even moving. So he throws his hands up, Mustafa Ali, for them to like attack. Lights go out. Of course, Bray and Alexa are gone. So they're looking around while they're trying to figure out what happened. Hurt Business comes out. So we have an 8-man tag, Retribution versus the Hurt Business. Well, the Hurt Business proceeds to beat them in the 8-man tag. They had Dijakovic tap out to the full Nelson from Bobby Lashley. Well, as soon as that happens, lights go back out. Here comes the Fiend, and he beats down every member of Retribution by himself.
Oh, what the hell? This is like Cena Nexus all over again. What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
I was excited to like look up freaking Mustafa Ali being like a bad bitch leading this faction. What the fuck? Really?
And ugh. Then the promo that everybody was waiting to hear last week, you know, from a couple of weeks ago when he revealed himself as the leader. They had him cut the promo this week after they done got squashed twice in the first like 20 minutes of the show. And then he reveals that, you know, he was the hacker and everything like that. So if you just want to fast forward and hear the promo, just fast forward to the last like 3 minutes of the rest of the Rawcast. And it's the parting promo for this week. And you can kind of hear his mission statement. But yeah, they're done.
This is why we can't have nice things. Like, why can't you just see? This is why I don't watch Raw, because you're gonna give me bullshit like this. You got 3 hours, and you're gonna give me bullshit like this. Really? You could have had the Fiend with anybody else, somebody else. Just have Hurt Business and Retribution just fight and be a good faction, and they can break off into little feuds. You can have Dijakovic and somebody else with the feud, and Mia and somebody.
Wasn't the best of looks for Retribution on Monday night.
Boo. Yeah. They don't learn. Remember Nexus, guys?
After they spent all that time trying to get people to invest, people were like, oh, I'm not feeling it. 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 Mustafa Ali shows up. Okay, I'm kind of feeling it. Let's see where they can take it. Then they just flush it down the toilet.
The hell, man. Boo. Boo.
Shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin and Terry's Boy. They helped me review the finals last 4 nights of the G1. So that was a lot of fun talking to those guys. Shout out to Sean and Benny, those guys over on The Push. Can't wait to hear what Sean's got to say. No, he's going to go on a major rant about the way that WWE has been booking people the past month or so. Retribution, Braun Strowman stand out here this week, this past week, as people who just got totally like chopped off at the knees. So, can't wait to hear the new episode of The Push and what those guys have to say about that. So, again, please join us this Sunday. Cast in a Cell. Use the hashtag to share your commentary with color on Hell in a Cell. So, for my co-host, Ms. Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. please stay tuned for the parting promo.
That's this for Mustafa Ali. Good night.
I'd like to say this place looks like absolute dog crap with all of you humans in here this evening. This would have looked much better without you. It was in a building that didn't have any fans. The place was fantastic. Now, tonight, you all got a chance to have a front row seat to watch two men who have battled for years get to the top of the NXT Tag Team Mountain. This is the start of something very special. And a lot of people are probably wondering, how did we get here? We will get to that at some point. Just know that us three are the new kings of this brand. Us three are unstoppable. Us three are nowhere near done with what we're gonna do to all of NXT. Have a great night. We're the greatest. You suck. Cheers.